You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business. From Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City. Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm so pleased to be with you today. It's a great honor to have you here with me. I want to help you to make more money. I want to help you to build your business, to have true success, to find your true purpose, to have better health, to feel more at peace. I want to help us to see the positive in the world news. And I want to help to explore our universe. And that's what we do on this network, Believe. It's an honor to be with you. This is our first show. It's sort of a preview of our new studio. And this is just, we don't even have our set up right now. So if you're listening to us on iTunes at believeitunes.com and you've subscribed there, welcome. Or if you're catching us on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou. I'm pleased to talk to you. And of course, our website's believe.love. And I've had the honor of being on some really amazing shows on iTunes and different podcasts and shows. And we've had some great guests in our archives. So go check those out for free, because here on Believe, we help you to succeed. That is my goal. That is my mission. That is why I'm here. And we're building a set. We're building a network. I had a great interview with somebody who's worked at HBO and the Discovery Network, big cable networks today, and we're hiring reporters, and I'm really excited about the progress. It's been a little slower than I'd like, but honestly, I'm very grateful. And I want to jump right into it today because I want to help you to make more money. I want to help you to build your business. And in the category of money and business on this episode, I want to talk to you about how gratitude can help you to make more money. And when we think about gratitude, a lot of times we think about being thankful. Maybe your mother, your father, they talk to you about, you know, there are children in Africa starving and you should be grateful that you have that food because they don't have anything, right? And we might attune them out until maybe we go to Africa. I've been to Egypt, which is the northern part of Africa, and we see the children with no food, and we think, man, my parents were onto something. Egypt was the roughest place I've been to, and of course, I've heard India can be even tougher. People have been to India, but Egypt was very tough. And I want to talk to you specifically about how gratitude can help you to make more money and build your business. And when we think about gratitude, it's sort of something that can seem like a chore to be thankful. Like it's like something, you know, we could do during a yoga class or a meditation, and then we think, well, I'm going to tune that out. I feel really great, but then I go and deal with the world, and there's people doing crazy things, and people are late. They're trying to keep my money. All kinds of wackiness could be going on, or maybe we feel calm, but you know, we just sort of are trying to stay away from problems. We're trying to keep to ourselves, right? And we forget how powerful gratitude is. And I'm talking about actively having gratitude. And so for me, the last couple episodes of the show have been really tough, meaning like I shot them while I was tired on the couch at new apartment, and here I'm just at if you see this on YouTube, you know, it's sort of a simple backdrop. We're building a full set. I mean, a full set with lighting and a great setup, a great sort of desk and monitors, and we're going to have some great reporters and in-person guests. We're going to make this into a real network, and I'm really excited. We actually have a space now. It's a beautiful space. And so it's in South Beach in a nice office building. And we're going to create a positive news network here. We're going to help so many people, including you listening to this. So I'm really proud that you're here. I'm proud of you. However you found us. And of course, you just help us by spreading the links. But in terms of gratitude and how it can actually help you make more money. So I can tell you that I've felt terrible at times. I felt like crap a lot. I've maybe made myself feel that way. Usually that's what we're doing. Oftentimes it's not that people are making us feel that way. We're making ourselves feel that way based on our reaction to what people are doing or how we feel, or a lot of times it's coming from within us, and I'm no different. So gratitude can really make a difference if you think about how you act when you're thankful or when you're not thankful. So somebody could say, it doesn't make any sense. Gratitude's not going to help me make more money. But let me present something to you. When we're not thankful, and if you're an A-type personality, you're somebody who's a go-getter at all, or maybe even if you're not, but if you're a go-getter and you have strong energy and you're not thankful and you're letting things, you know, things are affecting you, it can affect your attitude with everybody and everything. And you can literally have a path of destruction. And I know this from firsthand experience. Because when my energy is good, when I am thankful, every single interaction I have is better. Every interaction I have with any future business partners, any employees, any people that may be customers, every single thing can be affected by literally how much gratitude I have. So when you're going into a meeting, when you're negotiating a contract, when you are hiring somebody potentially, when you're trying to find the good in things as opposed to noticing the bad. I mean, I'm thinking about situations literally right now, and I'm thinking, you know what? That does bother me a little, that it's not perfect, that maybe it's not going as quickly as I want to. You know, somebody's helping us at the space, but it's not going as well as I want, or it's not as exact, or there's details being missed, or maybe I'm disappointed in myself and all this is adding up, and man, you know, it seems like it comes crashing down. And then let me paint a picture for you. What about if you're thankful for all the good things and you can just center yourself and really find, hey, you know what? I'm healthy. First of all, there are bombs going off. We're going to talk about that later in the show, all over the world. But there definitely are things in the news, right, we can talk about right now. And I'm healthy. I've got some money in the bank personally. I've got still some great people and great people with our company. All the good things, a great family. I believe in myself. I believe that I'm going to succeed, and I want you to believe in yourself. If there's one thing I could really pass on to you right now, believe in your ability to be thankful. Believe in your ability to accomplish things. Believe in your ability when you're alone and when you feel your worst, that there's somebody out there who cares. Just email me, believe@believe.love. The email is believe@believe.love. And I want to help to change your life. I want to personally hear from you, wherever you are. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. I want to motivate you. I want to let you know that I'm just a normal guy. I'm just a guy trying to make a difference. And I want to connect with you on that level. You know, it's not about me preaching. It's really about how you feel. What are you thankful for? What are the good things in your life? Can you list them out? I just listed some in mine, and I want to be even more thankful. And I find when we have gratitude, when something happens unexpectedly, like it just happened right now, actually, you're not going to see this on camera, you're not going to hear, but actually somebody who's really great, they just got in the camera shot. They didn't know, right? And they came through the window, like their face was in the window, and it's okay. Honestly, like, I forgive them. To be honest, I didn't tell them that they were going to be in the shot here in the camera, if you're watching this on YouTube. And when we have more gratitude, when these things happen unexpectedly, it just reminds me, it's like, yeah, in the past, I might have got even more frustrated that even though it was probably my fault for not letting somebody know there's going to be a camera shot here, don't go in the window. Like, So when these unexpected things happen that we would have got mad about, and we have gratitude and we're thankful, it can take us out of our disappointment, and it can affect every part of our life, every part of every interaction. And it can just slightly improve your life in places where you would have gotten mad before. And how that can directly make more money is, again, you could hire somebody you needed to hire that would do a good job for you, who maybe doesn't match your personality type or everything you think that you need personality-wise, but they're great at doing the job. So I think when we're in that place of gratitude and harmony, which can be easier said than done, I would know firsthand about that. But when we're in that place of harmony, we could hire that person, and we could make it work, where before we would have been looking more at the negatives or all the bad things that could happen, or thinking about things we're not thankful for and that we're upset about, and we could have blown that opportunity. And the same goes for contracts, getting things done, believing in ourselves to allow us to have efficiency and actually accomplish tasks, right? So gratitude can mean everything. And I want to talk about right now if you're feeling terrible, how to get in that state of gratitude. And what I find myself is actually sometimes we can get addicted to feeling bad, and we can feel like it's strange to be thankful, like really it's weakness or it's something that is going to take us out of reality. Like suddenly we're going to be taken advantage of if we do have gratitude, or we feel good all the time, or we feel thankful for people even if we think they're doing things that aren't what we would do. But what I would say is it can be so powerful, even if you're not perfect at it, that it can just change things over time in the smallest ways. And that's literally why I'm sitting here, because even though I've had things happen in business recently, which some would consider a failure, we had a yoga studio, nobody came. The funny thing is we've stopped giving classes to the public, right? It's only been a few weeks. A lot of tangible businesses take years to get clientele in. We're switching to all online content, all media. We're going to build an online community called awake.love. And we're also going to come out with something called Success Formula Pro. And it's going to be really exciting. And then we're going to have our network here at Believe, and it's going to be a real network. So we're going to utilize all our space here. And in the future, I would suspect that people are going to really want to take yoga classes here, because I think we're going to be really, really successful. But I tried to create a yoga studio just for good vibes, not to make money, because really yoga studios don't make a lot of money. They barely make any money at all. And it didn't go how I planned. And so we just have to adapt. But I can tell you that just the small improvements I've made have allowed me to continue to shift and adapt quicker, to think positive, even though I felt really bad about things not working out. The time that I felt bad was less. It was less. So maybe I would have let it take a week or two before, but now it was, you know, maybe a couple days, or I had some fear come up and I worked through it, and then I figured out what we needed to do and I shifted gears, and I'll just keep hiring more people we need to hire and just stay positive and try to be thankful for what I do have and try to think that that's okay to be thankful for what I do have, that things don't need to be perfect. It's not about being perfect. Clearly, if you've been on this planet for any amount of time, it's definitely not about things being perfect. We would all agree on that, because we can't control it. We can't control it. We can experience it. We can influence it the best way we can, but we definitely can't control it. And so a lot of times, forgiveness and gratitude are the only way out. And so gratitude can help you make money in so many ways. And I'd love you to tell us how gratitude has helped you make money. And the second thing I'd love you to tell us is either in the comments on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou or on our website, believe.love, or by email, believe@believe.love. The other thing I'd like to know from you is, how do you get in that place of gratitude when you feel horrible? And we all have stories like this, where we felt really terrible, and we managed to bounce back and to feel thankful and to regain our composure and to get on the right track again. And if I can help you do that, that makes my life worth living. That makes me, every time I forgive somebody or forgive myself for overreacting or forgive somebody for doing something I didn't know, and even feeling the feelings like, hey, what are you doing in the window? And I didn't tell them, so maybe it's actually my fault, right? But whatever, you know, to just get over that and just to relax and to be thankful for the health I have right by the ocean in Miami. It's nighttime here right now, so it's actually raining, but it's a beautiful location. There's so much I have access to. There's so much, and there's so much you do too. Wherever you are listening or watching this right now, you do have access to things. You can make things happen. You can make changes. You just have to identify the steps that you need to take, and you need to take those steps. And the way you're going to do that is by finding out any of those things that have been limiting you and loving those things and literally energetically noticing those things and just focus your attention on them. And we're going to get more into that in the next segment. But I really think gratitude can help you make more money, and I'd love any stories at all on how it may have helped you as well.